Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. This is our last installment of Artificial Intelligence and Coaching for the month of May. And let me just share this with you that I think is really important. I love AI. I think we have to weave AI into our organizations. And let me just talk about coaching and learning and development strategically. I think people are still going to want to have coaching conversations. I think people are still going to want to go to training. And here's a fundamental thing that we need to realize. And this is just an assumption and, for lack of better description, maybe a notion that I have. And that is, you know, when we got hit with the pandemic, I'm going to share this with you. Not a great thing to share. You know, my wife as a pediatrician, you know, her business took a huge hit. My business skyrocketed. And my partner Ron goes, oh, you've worked so hard. And I'm like, Ron, it's the pandemic. Because what do you mean? I said, well, the virtual world's more accepted. I think it's a better way to get people to learn how to coaching because we don't jam everything into 2 days of workshop and I'm traveling all over the country. Now I've got clients in Korea and China and Europe and Australia. And it's scaled our business overnight. And this virtual world's become more accepted. Now, I also know people are saying, Tim, we really want you in person. We want to get our people back in person. I craved it too. So when you go from this virtual world to this world of, I want to get back in touch with people, I want to connect. And I love that, you know, Jamie Dimon runs the big bank in the country. I'm going blank with the bank. Is, you know, he said, you know, June 1st, everybody back in the office. And he had a large exit of people. People got used to working at home. I remember one of my favorite people at a credit union in New York, Kenny, said, oh, I hated it. Now I love it. So what do you love? He said, I go down the hallway. I've never thought of working this way. And what's amazing to me is my company has been virtual for about 12 years, 13 years. And I kind of modeled it after another company here in Milwaukee, a great talent development firm called Titus that does great recruiting work. And I'm like, how do you hold people accountable? Because I thought that was new too. I like working in my office by myself. So what's going to happen is we're going to have an influx. At the foundation of AI implementation is going to be job change, skill development, change navigation, agility. All of those things are going to require conversations. We cannot have an AI tool magically show up and say, Bob, today you're no longer going to be editor. You're going to be the janitor. Good luck. Now, that's a gross exaggeration, probably not a fair way to depict it. Yet the fact of the matter is we have to realize AI is not coming. It's here. It is going to prompt conversations. When we have a conversation that doesn't go well or we hear something we don't like, we go into this state of mind called fight or flight. It's at the core tenets of emotional intelligence. If I hear something or I feel something I don't like, most humans react emotionally. We don't say, oh, this is something I really hate. I gotta stay. Now, that doesn't mean they interpret it correctly. What I'm saying is we interpret things emotionally. When we hear things we don't like our job is changing, people will go into the stratosphere of the state of mind of called fight or flight. Many will take flight. How do I know that? I've read recent studies that it's up over 50%. McKinsey in Q4 of 2022 said that 41.5% of people in organizations today were actively or open to looking for jobs due to a lack of career and coaching conversations. That is a daunting statistic. Think about that. Think about that. And so if we're not having conversations around what people want to do with their careers, and we're just viewed as thrusting new change and new job responsibilities and prompting people to immediately adapt. And some jobs will and have been affected that way. It is going to require leadership conversations. Let us know your thoughts. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn, and more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.